Hello, this is a show from Radio. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners.
Delta Soyanki, Juliet Romeo.
Each week we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond.
Delta Soyanki, Delta Soyanki, Juliet Romeo.
Are you up for it?
I'm still extremely jet-lagged. I landed in Osaka a couple of nights ago, and now I've made my way to Tokyo. It's a suffocatingly hot and humid Friday night in the city. The peak of Tsuyu season, a kind of woozy early summer period of high humidity, intermittent heavy rain, and temperatures in the low to mid-30s. It's a relief then to be taking an air-conditioned train journey on the Yurikamome line to Odaiba Beach. It's an artificial strip in Tokyo Bay, occupied by, amongst other things, a replica Statue of Liberty and a Venetian-themed leisure complex. It's a bizarre hangover from the bubble era. It's weirdly empty feeling tonight, populated by a few wayward tourists and other weirdos like us.
Thank you. 東京ジョイプレスの本日券は右側の現場に行っています。ニューヨークとナイスコップスコープを開催して2月に行っているので、アトラクション5回以上ですね、遊ばれる方はナイスコップスコープを開催しています。
The strangest part, though, is this dreamlike train journey, the highlight of which is the Rainbow Bridge, a structure that crosses the bay and at night is lit up in technicolor, casting a strange neon glow over the party boats sculling around underneath. Looking back on the bridge sometime later, we find we melt into the swathe of Japanese and Western revelers.Loose and drowsy in the humidity and sated from their convenience store banquets. We're sitting at the head of a busy monorail carriage, ploughing through the business district. Many of the buildings are a little distressed these days, and in this atmospheric haze cast a palpably nostalgic energy. Monuments to past ideals and Pyrrhic ambitions. Our reflective, receptive state.Is further complicated as we finally traverse the bridge, plunging through a perforated tunnel of steel beams. It's a mesmerizing, zoetropical experience. We're hypnotized. Later that night, we've ended up here, huddled under the railway arches in Hibiya, at an all-night drinking spot. We're inebriated, and the heat is heavier in the heart of the metropolis. The warmth of the weather gets confused with the heat from the train tracks, and we're sweating through our clothes. There's no bar staff here. The spot is a cluster of vending machines selling beer, sake, and snacks. The street is crowded with salarymen, drinking themselves into relaxation after a long working week. And most of them, by the time we arrive, are well on the way. There's about a dozen machines here, all brightly lit and selling beer for about 230 yen. It's cheap.Up until about 10 p.m, there's this old lady sat behind a little metal hatch amidst these machines, serving hot food, salty things in trays, I guess, keeping the punters emptying their change out. Don't get me wrong, this is a really polite scene of debauchery. There's a really distinctly well-behaved atmosphere here that's unfamiliar, but sort of refreshing. But then again, who knows what's being discussed around us? Certainly not me. After we've been drinking for some time, we're interrupted by a large, drunk guy with a harem of young, giggling women following him. "Where are you from?" he asks. "The UK," we say. "Oasis," he shouts at us. I calmly explain that I'm more of a Blur fan, and he gives me a look of deep and serious respect, shakes my hand, and moves on. It's sometime past midnight now, and I'm totally exhausted. Everything begins to close in, and I crave sleep.
Improvisation experience. っていう企画の問題は第3回目で今日ロンドンからニール・ラックという得体の知れないサウンドパフォーマーが来てまして、それであと レンカさんという男性、彼女もちょっと何どういう舞踏だかなんかダンサーだかよくわかんないような方で、3人とも本当に今日初のセッションなので、何が起きるかわからない。ただそれぞれニールはロンドンでいろいろ活動してますし、レンカさんもいろいろね やられてますし、僕もそれなりになんかいろいろやってはいるんで、ちょっと虫がいますもんね。すごい気になっちゃうんですけど。それで、つい先週、山下洋介さんっていう、ピアニストがいて、ずっとデュオでシリーズ、もう僕の体と洋介さんのピアノで、 ずっとやってはきてるんですけど、僕も全く楽器とか弾けないんですけど、楽器ってね、格好いいっすよね。適当に通訳してもらっていいんで、ちょっと今日僕から取りあえず始めたいと思うんですけど、途中休憩挟みます、一旦少しですけど。
It's Saturday night. And we're in deepest Shinjuku. I've been led down a confusing but mercifully shaded network of alleyways to an unassuming, almost invisible building. Hidden away between shops and restaurants and homes, this is Sakaiki, a Tokyo live house dedicated mainly to contemporary jazz music. It's classically dim inside, bathed in a warm orange glow, and once my eyes adjust, I can see that the bar and seats probably about 20 people. We're the only punters, though, and sit here for a couple of hours, waking up with cups of black coffee, talking in broken Japanese and English to the barkeeper and owner. In the adjoining room, there's a recording session taking place, and I can hear a contemporary jazz quartet, low pass filtered through the heavy walls. I assume they're youngsters from the vigor of their playing, but when they finally emerge, it's a group of guys in their 60s, soaked and dehydrated from their efforts. We're here to give a performance tonight. I'm making sounds with cutlery and duck callers and piano, accompanying two local, mildly experimental Buto dancers. Aspiring to expiration. Most of the audience are taking photographs, and the frequent shutter sounds and the gyrating body of one photographer in particular. They're trying to get the perfect angle. Capitulates this already highly baroque performance into something yet stranger still. It's hard to remember. Thank you. We all emerged some hours later, baffled, exhausted, but transformed. The night air feeling at last refreshing, in comparison at least. We drink for a while in the bar to stretch out this beautiful disorientation for a little longer. Even on Sunday, this jet lag is proving hard to shake. I'm still bleary. I've spilt a cup of coffee over myself in a cafe earlier, and I can still detect a hint of it hanging around. This is Mita, a sleepy kind of area, today at least. Someone told me it's an office district, I think, and it's close to Keio University campus. But this evening, it's sweltering and deserted. I'm here to find Bar Mita. Tonight, the theatre troupe, Miss Revolutionary Idol Berserker, are holding a fan event. And I've been a fan ever since seeing a huge production of theirs a few years ago. 30 performers, loud music, glow sticks, water, seaweed. Beautiful kind of chaos. Tonight, though, we're crammed in a tiny bar space with 15 or so hardcore fans eating, imbibing, celebrating. I'm worried I'll feel completely out of place. I order a drink to steady my nerves. Toko warns me that tonight they'll only be showing a small 3-minute performance. This happens, practically on top of us. The room becoming incandescent with warm orange glow sticks and youthful energy. Indeed, the lead performer is celebrating her 20th birthday today. The thing is, the whole evening is a performance. The barman constantly wrangling us to buy drinks and food over a megaphone. We watched the company's latest DVD. The accompanying sing-alongs from the audience. Toko DJs hyperactive J-pop and compares almost uninterruptedly. And the evening ends with the birthday girl auctioning off her kimono. In the end, I'm the last to leave, totally enamored by the joyful strangeness of it all. Wrenching myself back into the real world after 3 hours of submergence in this miniature alien landscape is jarring. I feel like I've got the bends. It's still 35 degrees outside, and I can barely remember where I'm staying tonight. There are many ways to escape Tokyo, but being on the Shinkansen feels as far away from the train to Odaiba as it gets. Unstoppable, whistling passengers as efficiently as possible, away from the metropolis, away from all those human throngs. Even in the carriage, there's a stoicism in the passengers that renders the trip eerily quiet. These are probably the same salarymen we encountered at the vending machines, now en route to business meetings in Hiroshima, in Osaka, in Kyoto. It's another performance of sorts, just another mode of behaviour, but one of sobering clarity and focus. I begin to feel detoxified, but I'm not entirely sure that's what I want just yet.
Oh.